Hi, GWA Backstage. This is Reader 7, and I'm going to do Little Mako's Nice to Meet You questionnaire. Number one, please introduce yourself, your username, and what you'd like to go by. Well, as I said, I'm Reader 7. I did not give much thought to this username, other than I like to read, and I wanted something pretty generic, which I got. I regret that a little bit because a lot of people have cool nicknames and there's not much you can do with this one, but that's okay. I know better for next time. Number two, are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? More than one can be applicable. I have done all three of these things a little bit so far, and right now I'm kind of concentrating on lurking. performing and writing are both a lot harder than they look. So if you are a lurker, just kind of be aware that there's a lot more that goes into it, behind the scenes. And I really appreciate people who can kind of churn these things out or even do more than one, because wow, it does take a lot of time. But I would like to do more. I have a couple of story ideas I'm kicking around, so we'll see. Number three, favorite musical genre, top three music artists. I will listen to just about anything. Probably rock from any era is my favorite. I don't particularly like country that much, although some of it is okay. I heard too much of it growing up and kind of avoid it now. I'll listen to just about anything. Actually, I don't listen to a lot of music anymore. I mostly listen to audiobooks. So there's that. The album that I've listened to most recently is Weezer's latest album, because I'm a nerd. But I do really like them, Bare Naked Ladies and some other geek rock groups. What is your current favorite kink fetish? What do you find sexy? It can be specific or as vague as you wish. There are so many things. It's hard to narrow down. One thing I've been thinking about lately a little bit is bondage. Because I really like sort of the teasing thing. And, I don't have a lot of experience with that, but I think it would be fun. Maybe this is a better answer for the next one, which is kink fetish you'd like to learn more about. So I'll say that for bondage. Other things that I find interesting right now that I didn't expect are some sort of the F-dom things, or maybe the M-sub in particular, because there have been some of those audios that I found really hot, and I was really surprised by that because that's not really something I've ever thought about. But yeah, so I'm looking into that as well. Number six, biggest pet peeves. Rudeness. When people are rude, that's the absolute worst. Most of the time, there have been a few exceptions, sorry. But most of the time, I am polite to a fault, so I can't stand it when people are rude. Favorite celebrity voice? Do you prefer higher or lower pitched voices? Overall, I prefer lower pitch voices. Favorite? I should have thought about this more. Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Hiddleston. Pretty much anybody with a British accent or Scottish. Alan Cumming. Scottish, yeah. That'll work. It just depends on the person and my mood, too. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. That
for some reason, just makes me keep thinking of the Wayne's World pralines and dick quote, which is not my answer, but that's what it makes me think of. I don't know what my flavor, maybe cookies and cream, because it's mostly vanilla, but there's some chocolatey goodness in there also. I'll say that. How do I prefer my ice cream on its own, with or without topping, sauces, in a cone, on a waffle, etc.? Usually on its own, sometimes in a waffle cone is good. And I like sundaes, they're fine, but I'm all about the ice cream itself, so I really don't need syrup and whipped cream and all that jazz. That's just unnecessary. What are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you you? Ooh, that's tough. I am pretty soft-spoken, if you haven't picked up on that. I'm trying to be a little bit louder now, but I do speak quietly most of the time. If you've ever seen the Seinfeld episode about the low talker, I have been accused of that. My father is the same way, and so I think it's hereditary, and it's not my fault. I do try to, you know, improve upon that, but it's just habit now. And 10, what do you hope to get out of GWA, GWB? As others have said, orgasms. Are nice, and I think, yeah, we'll go with orgasms, but I am getting a lot more than that. I've found some friends here, as I talked before, it's a good community, and I've had a lot more laughs around here than I thought, because you guys are funny, so thank you for that. And that's it. Thanks for the questionnaire, Little Mako. I think these are a great way for those of us who are not super comfortable recording to record, and I really appreciate it. So, have a good week, you guys. Bye.